You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedicte Paul reporting from the 68th Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm meeting French director Alice Vinocourt to talk about Maryland, aka Disorder, selected in the Un Certain Regard section. Alice, you also contributed to the script of another film presented here in Cannes in the director's fortnight, Mustang. In Maryland, your second feature, Mathias Schoenaerts interprets, or rather embodies, a soldier back from the front whose apparent calm hides severe PTSD. When he's hired to protect the house and German wife of an arms dealer, said wife's very light German accent in French being that of Diane Kruger, his PTSD, added to justified alertness, produces an explosive mix. What was the original idea behind the movie?
I mean, I was interested by the work of war photographer. I don't know if you know the photographer Don McCullin. He's a very famous war photographer, and he has stopped making pictures about war because it was too violent, and suddenly he decided only to photograph peaceful landscape. But what has struck me was it was those landscapes, they were all haunted by death. And then I met some soldiers from special forces, and they were telling me about their outbursts of violence, their anxiety, all this physical disease. And that's how Vincent arrived. That's how I wrote the character.
You said you wrote the part thinking of Mathias Schoenaerts.
I wrote for him for 2 years. I don't know, I knew from the beginning he was the only actor that could play this part, because I like really physical actors. I worked before with Vincent Landon. I don't know if you know him, a French actor. But I know that he had this physical thing, and also I wanted to find kind of because it's a borderline character. And I think we could work this together to find another thing, to find another match, as it is not the bullhead character or Rust and Bones, like to work something different. And so we really worked on his body with the tattoos, the scarf, and we thought it was a character that has to put his history on his body. Because I think I have this personal obsession about dysfunctional bodies. It was also the subject of my previous film, Augustine. I don't know if you've seen it. It's about hysterics in Salpêtrière. It takes place in the 19th century, but it was women. But we can say that Vincent is kind of a male hysteric, because in a way that hysteria is a way to express with your body things that you can't tell. I mean, because there is no word for it, or word doesn't exist. And that was exactly what was happening for Vincent, the character, that he back from war zone. I mean, he was close to death, and touched by death. It's like I met a lot of soldiers writing the parts, also soldiers of special forces, and they are trained mentally, like they have mindset to go beyond their limits, but they are always close to death. And when they are back in the real world, I mean, if the real world is our world, I don't know, but in the other world, then they feel really confused, because it's different rules, it's different. They told me they can't look at children the same way as before, because they've seen children killing people with stones. They've seen terrible things. And then you can imagine how you can feel when you are in a party, like the party described in the film, when people are having champagne and caviar and everything. And also, probably I wanted to write a part for a soldier, because I know for example in American cinema, it's a character that is really I mean, there's so many films about soldiers, but in France we don't really respect soldiers. I mean, they're fighting for our countries, but we don't have, you know, this patriotic thing about, and I know that when I met soldiers, they felt really sad about this, that they don't have this respect from the country.
I found it very interesting that the PTSD of Vincent crosses with his extreme awareness and reactivity to danger, and that we never know if he's being pathological or reactive to the situation.
Yeah, I wanted the audience to feel really like him, because we are always on... it's his viewpoint, Vincent's viewpoint. You hear, you understand only what he understands. You hear only what he hears. So you have to physically feel what he feels, and also like he's making some. I mean, if he sees things, he's like some in a way paranoid. But then the audience starts to be paranoid as him. Because some people told me, for example, Dennis, they imagined that he was like some bad man coming, or you start to make to write yourself your story, you know.
And I thought it was for danger,
looking
everywhere.
For danger anyway.
So how did you work with Matthias to find the right expression of that complicated condition?
I think that was interesting to work with Matthias, because he has this physical condition of a soldier. But what was interesting was to go further, to find this borderline state. And so we knew he couldn't act this. I mean, we had to see in his eyes that he was in another world. Like, you know, has like prisoners who you can see people who were in prison. You can see that there is something broken in the eyes forever. And so we thought with Matthias that the character has to have this light, or this no light in the eyes. And that's why he went very far. I mean, and he was not sleeping on the set, and he was really, like, violent. It was really, like, kind of electrical atmosphere on the shooting, because we were all locked up in this house. It was not very far away from here, in Antibes. And the weather was so chaotic, you know, there was storm all the time, and we shot on the continuity, because it was important to me that the relationship between Matthias and Jan was, like, I kept rewriting the script, and he was really mad about this, because he wanted to learn. So we had a lot of fights, but in a good way, because we trusted each other, and we were connected, and also he was in every frame, you know, of the film. So it's of course some kind of intense relationship. He was Vincent, you know. I knew he was the only actor that could play this part with this physical side and this animality.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.